I will not read all the readings, nor the sequence, since it would make for a lot of time, that we don't necessarily have, and I certainly do not have the energy today. But today is the real feast of Corpus Christi, on the Thursday following Trinity Sunday. It was a day that Pope Urban IV commanded that this feast should be celebrated solemnly. It is a holy day of obligation in most of the world. In this country, it has not been. And I believe it was Pope Leo XIII who gave permission for this feast to be transferred to Sunday. But we celebrate it on both days because many Catholics throughout the world, including in Spain and Italy and in Germany, celebrated on this day. On this day, if you were to look in your Google machines or whatever and look up Corpus Christi in Seville, Spain, or in Toledo, Spain, you would see the most wondrous processions. A few years ago, I was there with Brother Aaron, and I was invited by the Archbishop to be next to him at the Mass and throughout the procession. And I was telling the boys in the sacristy that there were about 100,000 persons, maybe more, that partook of the procession. Here, if we have a procession, some people think it's a success if they have 60 or 90. We don't have it. I can't carry the monstrance all the way around, not even around the church right now. I am being tested, and I have to be here is the most that I can do. However, my heart most certainly goes there. And of course, not only were there about 100,000 of the faithful, but there were about 3,000 priests and many other bishops. So what a wonderful display of faith. And everywhere there are altars set up by all the businesses, the homes, the different convents and congregations in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. If you look back at the Facebook pages of those years, about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more, you will see some of those pictures. What a magnificent show of faith. Now, on the other hand, I have always noticed, and of course, this does not go for you. I hope you do have faith, though some of you do not, and we know that for sure. At least you don't act accordingly, shall we say. But I noticed there in Toledo and in Spain, a lot of it was just a lot of hoopla for the celebration. But a lot of people did not kneel. Many did. And of course, it's difficult to kneel on the hard stones of those cities, ancient cities. And many people thought it was just another occasion to have a party, to have wonderful drinks and foods and so forth. And of course, that is not at all the reason for this feast. And so today we celebrate this feast from which we draw almost everything that we use in Eucharistic adoration, benediction, and holy hours and so forth, all the hymns, all the antiphons come from this magnificent feast. And of course, we know it is the work of the great and unequaled St. Thomas Aquinas. We give thanks to St. Bonaventure that he took away his and never gave it to the Pope. But I would have really liked to have seen what St. Bonaventure wrote. But in humility, he tore it up and burnt it, and said to St. Thomas, "You have by far outdone me." But I think I would recommend to you very, very strongly tonight and in the next few days, as we prepare to celebrate the external or extended feast of Corpus Christi on Sunday, to read carefully the magnificent propers of today's Mass, especially the sequence of today's Mass, that we shall hear sung this Sunday, hopefully, most beautiful. My voice is still having great problems and no solution yet, so I may probably not be able to sing it myself, which of course I offer up as a sacrifice to God for whatever reason he wants it. And especially I pray for the restoration of the liturgy everywhere and for the restoration of the faith everywhere. And may that come no matter what it takes. May God grant us this great gift and this great miracle. The Eucharist is the greatest miracle that Jesus Christ ever performed and still performs. And tonight, when I say the words of consecration over the bread and over the wine, the greatest miracle in the world will take place. Not by me, though I am his instrument, in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, but by his power, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the command of God the Father. May they be with us and grant us our petitions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.